Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, hey, man.
There's folks this morning, they're not where they should be. They're believing in things that's not in this Bible. And I'm going to walk you through some things over the next little bit. And
come on,
Dick. We're going to find it either in Ephesians, we're going to find it in Philippians, or we're going to find it in Romans.
Yeah.
We ain't going to find it in the Old Testament, Brother Scotty. We ain't going to find it somewhere back in Acts. We ain't going to start speaking in tongues this morning.
Nope. Come on!
Folks are pulling their doctrine from other parts of the Bible because they don't know how to study their Bible.
Right.
They don't know what their church is this morning. Right. Yeah. We ain't got to pray in front of them like that. I'm going to peel
them out
and call them the Holy Ghost this morning. Those this morning that would call that the Holy Ghost, that's, they're blaspheming the name of God.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell it, Deke.
So I'm going to try to walk you through these things as quick as I can and flip back to Ephesians chapter number 1.
Yeah.
This is the most important point. That's why it's number 1. Look at verse number 20. The Bible says, which he brought in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
And set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church.
That's right.
Number one, first thing you'll find in real church this morning is Christ is the head of the church.
That's right.
It's not an association this morning.
Right.
It's not some pulpit committee.
Right.
It's not a deacon on Christ.
Come on, Deacon. Amen.
It's not about you. It's not about our feelings this morning.
Yes,
it's not about some man-made tradition or what Grandma said or Papa said.
Right.
It's about what the Word of God says.
Right.
The Word of God tells us this morning he is the head.
That's right.
With that being right, the next 9 points I got to
be. Yeah, right. Tell it now.
Amen.
Chapter number 2, verse number 1.
Hey,
man. The Bible says, and you have he quickened, who are also dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are we saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Things that you'll find in real Holy Ghost church, you'll find relief from strongholds.
Come on.
There's some of us in here this morning, we used to be drugs.
Come on.
I sat back there this morning, and the Lord put this thought on my heart. He said, you know, where you used to be on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
I used to be somewhere laid up, somewhere hungover.
Come on.
And I'm ashamed of that to say it, but God's making me tell on myself this morning. I've been there before salvation. And I've been there after.
Right, right.
Because I'm glad this morning to be sitting in church.
Amen.
I'm not up in my sin anymore.
Amen.
I've been set free.
Amen.
I got a little something. I just had to put it down there. I got Brother Seth's name right underneath it. And I got to think about when you come in, you've already hit on it this morning. You had the hair down your back, and you're just listening to that awful, wicked music.
Yes.
And this is his own words. He said, I used to go home. He said, I turn the lights out. He said, I get the bathtub. He said, I turn that death metal music on. He said, that's where I found my happiness at. That's where I tried to find my peace at. So he's sitting here this morning. He's up home, y'all.
Yeah.
He's been relieved from his sin this morning.
Amen.
He's been relieved from his stronghold.
Amen.
Now, this time over with me, Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 11 through 15. It says that he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for
right.
the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro,
yeah.
and carried about with every wind of doctrine by sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Things you'll find in real Holy Ghost church, you'll find sound doctrine and stability.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
The Bible tells us this morning that there's men that's lying about this morning, and they're waiting to steal you by with any yeah. doctor.
Well, yeah.
folks this morning, they can't stay in the church, Brother Shawty. They'll go somewhere for a little while,
you're right.
go down the road for a little
yeah.
while.
Yeah.
I was at work a while back, and I was talking to a customer, and she was telling me about where she goes to church, and I know where she goes to church. I go over and do their maintenance for them. And she tell me, said, we've been there for a while, but we've heard about this other church. Well, we've heard God's really moving down there. I think we'll go down there and try it a while.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the same reality this morning. That's what folks do. They church hop right. back and forth trying to find something.
Right. Amen. Amen.
But I come to tell you this morning, that's not God's will. God's Amen. Will is for you to get rooted in the love.
That's right.
Yeah. Real church, that you'll find sound doctrine. If you'll dig into that sound doctrine, yes. you'll find stability.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Our pastor preached a while back out of this text, and he preached on that thought, gone with the wind. That's what most folks are nowadays. They're blowed every which way.
Yeah, boy.
And I'm glad to say I know the truth.
Yeah,
I'm glad I've got stability.
Tell it now.
That's right. Amen. Well, you're running well, Bob.
Amen.
Now look at Ephesians chapter number 6, verses number 11 and 12. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Things you'll also find in real church, you'll find spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, the last year and a half of my life has probably been the hardest years I've ever lived, brother.
Yes.
I've been through more in the last year and a half than I've ever been through in my life. I always thought this. As I got older, things would get easier, but it seemed to get harder, Brother Shaw.
Yes, amen.
There's just been more fights and more battles than I've ever been through.
Yeah.
And tell you this morning, when you're really in a solid church, and you're really in a church that's doing something for the Lord, and God is really there,
you got that right.
There is going to be battles.
Yes.
Amen.
Year and a half, so much you don't even have a clue, Brother.
Yes,
what all the devil has put through.
Come on!
And what all I've been drugged down in.
Yes.
The spiritual warfare.
Oh, you're preaching right there, God. That's good.
Amen.
Now look on over to Philippians chapter number 2. I'm going to try to get through these as quickly as possible. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Says, let nothing be done through strife,
yes,
or vain glory.
Right.
But in lovedness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Mm-hmm.
And being found in this fashion as a man, he humbled himself
yep.
and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
Yeah.
You also find in real church, you'll find humble saints.
Boy, yes, sir.
Good. That is so good.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So good.
You find humble saints in a real church.
Yes, sir. Amen.
No, Lord didn't have to come and do what he done, Brother Big.
Yeah.
He was God, and if he'd have just stayed in heaven and left us here, he'd have been just in doing so.
Right.
But yet he came to this world, and he took on this form that we live in, and this flesh that we live in. And he took on all our sins and all our iniquities. And he died on that cross for us.
He did.
He took himself to the lowest for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Real saints will be humbled this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, I just want to say this morning. We've got some fine saints in this building.
Amen. Yeah.
Y'all can't speak for everyone in here. I know some of it's a little bit, but the ones at Stillwater Baptist Church, Pastor, we've got some of the best saints that
yes.
there is.
Amen. Yes, sir.
One I can't get off my heart this morning, Brother Chris. You know, I've just talked about things I've been through in my life in the last year and a half. And you ought to thank God every day. Because
yes.
you've got one of the sweetest wives ever was by the
way. That's right.
That's a Holy Ghost woman, baby.
Yes, sir.
Everybody,
thank God for it.
That's a praying woman, baby.
Sure is.
Yes. Talking about all the things I've been through in the last little bit. My wife's been through it with me.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
And I can remember a while back a time that she got this real low spot. She went that day, she locked herself in the bedroom. She said, I'm not coming out, leave me alone. She said, I just can't deal with it today. She said, I'm just going to sit in here and I'm just going to shut it out today. And it wasn't long after that, she got a text and she said, come look at this. It's Sister Kayla, messaged her.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't know why. She said, but God's put you on my heart today.
Yeah.
She said, I just want you to know. She said, I'm going to be praying for you today.
Yeah, man.
It's
going
to be all right.
It's good like that.
She's a servant this morning. Sister Amy, she's a servant this morning.
Yes.
We got folks all over this building that are servants this morning. Yes. Brother Shawty, and they don't ask for no recognition.
That's right.
They don't need no praises for praying for it.
Yes.
They're just humble and they're just glad to be here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God,
yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That's good.
Flip on back with you to the book of Romans.
It's good.
Chapter number 4.
Bless the Lord.
Look at verses 4 through 8. The Bible says, now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, hath faith, is counted for righteousness.
Yes.
And even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven,
amen,
and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Yes.
You'll find some blessed saints this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've come to tell you this morning, you know, we look out at this thing so many times carnally minded. We look at all the things that we want that we don't have, but we fail to look at the things that we do have.
Amen.
If you've got a roof over your head this morning,
yes,
you've got
amen.
Shoes on your feet, there's food in your cabinet.
Come on,
this morning.
Yeah.
You're sitting in church this morning, you've been blessed.
Right.
That's right.
The Bible said this morning, blessed is the man whose no sin is imputed.
Amen.
Brother Shawty, I'm ready to stand before God and answer the sum of the works.
Yes.
But I'm glad that my sin's not going to be there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes, amen.
Now flip back to Romans, chapter number 1. Try to get out of the way here and let some of these other men preach.
Yes, he runs away.
Romans chapter 1, look at verse number 9. It says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. And we understand this morning, Paul's writing to those that are at Rome. And he's letting them know I'm always praying for you.
Yep.
I never fail to pray for you.
Right.
some things that you'll find in a real Holy Ghost church this morning. You'll find a great pastor.
Amen.
A real man God.
Yeah.
And I just want to go on record and say this morning, we've got a real pastor.
You got
one. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
He really loves us.
You got
he loves our family.
You better believe it, Jordan.
You got one, Doc. He's got a list. He's got everyone's name written on it.
Yeah.
And he sits down every day with that list. And he prays for each and every one of us. He prays for those who are here this morning. And he prays for those who ain't been here in 2 years.
It's true.
Yeah,
you'll find a great pastor in a real church.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at verse number 11. It says, we know once again it's Paul right here. He says, for I long to see you.
Yeah.
You'll find a loving pastor in a real church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man. He really loves us this morning.
Yeah. He sure does.
And there's been God in here this morning. I don't know this very well, but I know he's good enough to know that you love your church.
Yeah.
Man. You love those, you care for those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in your church.
Yeah.
Real church, you'll find a loving pastor.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Look at the rest of that verse. It says that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts until the end you may be established.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find a purpose for it.
That's right.
He's striving, boys.
Yes, sir.
To do the best he can for our family.
I believe it.
He really wants to help us this morning.
Oh, yes.
Now, I just want to say I thank God, Brother Shelby, this morning. We've got a real preacher.
Amen.
He really is wanting to invest in us.
Yes, sir.
Really wants to see us to do better.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He cares about our families this morning. And he's striving each and every day to teach us this word of God.
He knows.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Sure knows.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I hope I've helped somebody this morning.
Amen.
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 I've enjoyed it.
Just follow the Lord. That's all I'm saying.